Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. Yesterday, the Berlin Senate met for the first time in the new year, and their focus was on continuing the vaccination campaign and preparing for the Minister-President's Conference, or the MPK, scheduled for Friday. As announced by Health Senator Ulrike Gothe at the press conference afterwards, the Omicron variant is now predominant, explaining that labs have sequenced a 43.5% share of Omicron, which, according to the senator, is a little more than Delta. This is one of the reasons why the Senate is planning to offer more vaccinations and mandatory FFP2 masks on public transport and commerce could soon reappear. The health senator also defended the inaccurate reporting of corona numbers over the holidays and said that the reporting chains between physicians and medical officers, districts, and lab assistants have started to function again. In order to achieve the planned vaccination rate of 80% by the end of January, the Senate wants to expand its outreach vaccination offers in the following weeks. Together with the German Red Cross, a plan is to be developed to create vaccination offers in social hotspots and family centers for those who aren't necessarily anti-vax, but for whatever reason did not or could not go to a vaccination center. Currently, according to the Senate, 75.3% of Berliners have received their first vaccination and 71.8% are fully vaccinated. Mayor Giffey spoke of a, quote, integration policy task for more shots in arms, explaining, quote, there are great reservations and a lack of education in certain communities, unquote, and added that she will consult with the Berlin Integration Commissioner on how to approach these communities about vaccinations. With a sharp increase in corona infections from Omicron expected, the Senate also discussed how to maintain critical infrastructure. Currently, about 10% of Berliners who work in this sector are sick. In the coming days, vaccination lines will be set up for these areas, including vaccinating as many of the city's 18,000 police officers as possible. And there will also be targeted offers for the Berlin water companies and the fire department. And on the hot-button issue of shortening the quarantine, Giffey said that before making a decision for Berlin, the Senate is waiting for the analysis of the Expert Council of the Federal Government and the RKI on Thursday, adding that it is important to distinguish between contact persons and those who are actually infected. In Giffey's view, shortening the quarantine would only make sense if more than 20 to 30% of critical infrastructure workers were lost due to current quarantine regulations. Giffey also spoke out against closing schools again, noting the testing protocol in schools and that 95% of teachers are now vaccinated. And she added that testing in daycare centers is also scheduled to begin at the end of the month, where tests will be offered 3 times a week, emphasizing that the vaccination rate of daycare center educators is not as high as it is among teachers. The new Senator for Economic Affairs, Stefan Schwarz, commented on bridging assistance for businesses in Berlin, a Senate roundtable to meet with the industries that are particularly affected by the renewed lockdown will be planned, and together with them, support options are to be discussed. And lastly, per usual, Berlin Briefing will have the results of Friday's MPK as soon as we have succinct and verified information from federal and state government channels. The new year has brought a new ticket offer in Berlin's public transport system. The Verkehrsverbund Berlin-Brandenburg, or the VAU-BB Flex Ticket, has been available since January 1st in response to the changing mobility in connection with the corona pandemic, as people no longer commute to the office every day. An overview of the most important questions and answers about the new ticket, as provided by the Morgenpost, is as follows. So what exactly is the ValBB Flex Ticket? The new offer includes an 8-pack of day tickets for the AB Fare Zone, or the Berlin City area. These 8 24-hour tickets must be used within 30 days, otherwise they will expire. And the Flex Ticket is available in both digital and analog forms. And what does the ticket cost? The price is 44 euros, which means that with it, an individual day ticket costs 5.50 euros. By way of comparison, individual day tickets for the AB Fare Zone cost 8.80 euros, and a monthly ticket in an annual subscription costs 63.42 euros. A company ticket with a correspondingly high employer subsidy, however, is still cheaper than the Flex Ticket at a good 40 euros per month. So where can I get the Flex Ticket? If you want to use it digitally, you can find it in the apps of the BVLG or in the DB Navigator, and it can also be purchased at the customer centers of the BVLG and the S-Bahn, but not at ticket vending machines. How does the ticket work? In analog form, the traveler gets 8 individual tickets, which must be validated before their journey begins. If it's purchased via the BVLG app, the first 24-hour ticket is automatically activated, and users must then activate the other tickets themselves. The tickets can only be used within the city limits and cannot be combined with a connecting ticket for Tariff Zone C. And if unused day tickets expire, a return or an extension is not possible. When is the ticket worthwhile? The Flex Ticket is recommended for those who work at home 2 to 3 days a week on average and commute the rest of the time. However, the offer only pays off if more than 2 trips are made on the days on which the ticket is used, at least in part. For those who only travel to and from the office, 4-trip tickets are cheaper. Can the tickets be transferred? No, the ticket is personalized for the holder. Therefore, he or she must have a photo ID when traveling in case they are controlled. Additionally, the tickets can only be used by the holder, and neither adults or children over the age of 6 or bicycles can be taken along free of charge. This is different from the company ticket or monthly travel pass, where additional persons can be taken along after 8 p.m. on weekdays and all day on weekends. The test period for the Flex Ticket is scheduled to end no later than the end of December of 2023. And after the pilot phase and an evaluation, a decision will be made as to whether the Flex Ticket will become a permanent part of the fare package. While at least in our neighborhood, fireworks were certainly exploding on New Year's Eve, the ban on their sale before and use in some areas on New Year's Eve were good for the air quality in the Hauptstadt. According to measurements by the Berlin Senate, this year a massive input of particulate matter from exploding fireworks did not occur. On a whole, the Berlin air on New Year's Eve 2021 was better than the annual average and was observed at all measuring points in the Berlin metropolitan area. According to RBB calculations, the fine dust pollution at the turn of the year was almost 20% below the annual average. In addition to the sales ban and 56 Berlin pyro ban zones, the weather probably also had a positive influence on this development. According to meteorologists, it was unusually warm, rainy, and windy on December 31st and January 1st, just the right mix for strong air circulation, which reduces air pollution. The fact that fewer fireworks were set off also had an impact on hospitals. For example, the Unfallkrankenhaus Berlin or the UKB in Marzahn reported significantly fewer people injured by fireworks. They admitted 15 people in connection with pyro accidents at the turn of the year. According to UKB spokeswoman Angela Kiewski, in years without bans on fireworks, there were an average of 50 to 75 injured people at the hospital on December 31st and January 1st. Last year, when the first sales ban was in place due to the corona situation, there were 10. In this respect, according to Kievsky's point of view, the sales ban on fireworks has helped. However, as we reported on Monday, not all serious accidents could be prevented in connection with the ban after a detonation of a firework in Friedrichshagen, where 11 people were injured, some seriously. That said, the city's fire department also reported positive effects of the sales ban and the pyro ban zones. State Fire Director Carsten Homrichhausen told RBB that before the measures, they had more than 2,500 operations in 11 or 12 hours. In contrast, this year they had around 1,000 calls between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. The start of the long-announced drug checking in Berlin, or the testing of purchased drugs for impurities, has been further delayed. However, the project is supposed to begin soon. Two staff positions for drug analysis in the State Institute for Forensic and Social Medicine have not yet been advertised or filled because the state budget for 22-23 has not yet been decided due to the new election of the House of Representatives last fall. But according to the Senate, as soon as the budget is passed in the next few months, the positions will be filled and the lab capacities will be ready. With this form of drug guidance, consumers can get their narcotics tested free of charge. The analysis focuses on other harmful and toxic additives that dealers use to stretch drugs such as cannabis, cocaine, and ecstasy in order to make more profit. The cooperative agreement with the Senate has involved the public prosecutor's office and the police. And the SPD, the Left, and the Greens had agreed to introduce the testing 5 years ago in their coalition agreement, while critics see the testing as an incentive for further drug use. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.